Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There is a great UFC fighter from St. Louis named Charles Johnson who is going to be fighting right here in St. Louis. A lot of great things happening for Charles these days, who went to high school here in St. Louis, went to Southeast Missouri. He's a three-time Legacy Fighting Alliance world champion, and he joins us now on the Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. The pride of St. Louis, Charles Energy Johnson. Welcome to the show, Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. That's a great intro. Got to have you at my fights, man.
I can be a hype man. Okay, let's start with this. You were great in high school. What high school did you go to?
I went to Hazelwood East High School. So in 2008 and 2009, we were like the best track team in St. Louis. We didn't lose a 4x4 the 4 years I was there. We won state in track and football that year in 2009. That was my senior year. I played on both, and I was a part of both teams. And so, yeah, I love my alma mater, Hazelwood East.
So how did you go from track and field over to MMA? When did that start?
Man, wild journey. About a summer before I got into high school, my dad took me up to start wrestling with the Little League program for Hazelwood East, the junior Spartan team. And my eventual high school wrestling coach, he's still a part of our life today. I met him and just started wrestling. It was my second individual sport outside of track and field all the way to high school. You know, I'm doing team sports. I'm small. I'm 5'2", 98 pounds my freshman year of high school. So I'm doing team sports, trying to make my way. But when I found individual sports, it just kind of like launched me a little bit. But, you know, wrestling was my first introduction into martial arts. And I was also a wrestler every year, except for my freshman year, I made the state. And so that's like one of my biggest accolades because it wasn't something that came freely to me. I had to work for it, and it was a grind, and I really appreciate that journey. So martial arts kind of fell into my lap. I was home from a semester of school. I initially attended the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff in Arkansas, HBCU, for cross country and track. And things didn't quite go my way after a year. And I came back home, and my buddy who I wrestled with in high school was like, "Hey, I'm fighting in a couple weeks. Can you come wrestle around with me, you know, help me train a little bit?" I was like, "Sure." At his mom's basement, right? So, you know, fast forward 2 weeks later, a guy pulls out of a fight, and he fights at 135. I'm walking around 132 at the time. He's like, "Do you want to fight?" I'm like, "I don't know. Let me talk to my dad." My dad had been my track coach my whole life and kind of was trying to get me back into college and school and talking to universities. And I was like, "You know what? I'll take it. Whatever. I need something to do."
So did you
go fight on 2 weeks' notice in Kansas at the Harris Casino under Ben Nogueira's Blue Corner, and the rest is history.
So it's been over 6 years since the UFC has been here in St. Louis, and you'll be able to do this in front of family and friends. Has that resonated with you, and just how cool that may be?
Man, you guys, it's amazing. It's going to be great being back home. I've traveled a lot. I was in Thailand for a few years. I've been in Michigan the last couple years because this is where my home gym is located. I visit as much as I possibly can because all my family's still there, but it's going to be a huge moment for me. I fought in the family arena multiple times, won amateur belts, and had professional fights there. I know how much St. Louis can show up for the as far as the MMA community and for these type of things. You get the Midwest. We've had the NCAA championships there for wrestling, and a lot of the Midwest shows up. Iowa, Oklahoma, Illinois, Kansas. It's just it's amazing to see when people show up in the city and support, because it is a great city, you know. And so I'm extremely excited to be back home, be around family and friends, and just put on a show. And it's kind of a culmination of, like, I always thought I was going to be a professional athlete in track and field, right? But, you know, fighting fell into my lap, and I've worked really hard to be a great fighter. And I get to show everyone at home, you know, all the work I've put in over the years.
Do your family and friends think you're nuts for doing this?
Not anymore. When I initially started, you know, especially within, like, the Black community, wrestling is kind of foreign. And like, martial arts, we don't really have... I was unaware of anything. It was always like basketball, football, track and field, you know, the big major sports, maybe baseball here. But, you know, just so jumping into fighting, you know, it was like, if it wasn't boxing, it was very foreign, you know. So for me, it's been a journey. It's fun to see. My mom actually, for the first time, watched my whole fight, my last fight in the UFC. I've had eight. This will be my eighth fight in the UFC come May 11th. And she hasn't been able to watch any of them up in my whole career up until my last fight. She watched the whole thing, and that was kind of a special moment because my sister recorded it. So, yeah, they've come around.
That's cool. Hey, Charles, how can people come and watch you fight?
Okay, so Enterprise Center, May 11th, all right? Saturday, you guys be there on that Friday. We're having a meet and greet at Ballpark Village from 6 to 8 p.m. Fans can come up and get some things signed. We're having a ticket raffle. But Enterprise Center, you get on Ticketmaster, go get your tickets. They're on any ticket selling platform right now. You can find them.
Looking forward to that. And I have to believe the home crowd, you've been in enough fights to see now. You get the home crowd, that's going to be a huge advantage for you emotionally, isn't it?
Man, that's a big part of this sport, managing your emotions. For me, I've competed at the highest level for so long. I kind of like always shine in that spotlight first. So, yes, indeed, when the fans get going, when St. Louis shows up, yeah, man, I'm super excited. You know, one of my favorite St. Louis memories is David Freese in the World Series, you know? So, like, I feel like it's going to be my own little St. Louis moment for myself.
Awesome.
I love that. Charles, last question for me. What are some of your personal goals within the UFC as well as outside of the octagon?
Yeah, so right now I'm doing some community outreach with SDL Care. And so Wednesday we're doing a meet and greet and just trying to get some things going within the community as far as like mental health and trying to tie that into the MMA community. So I have a lot of big goals. I want to be able to bring something new, but bring together what we have already in St. Louis. So as far as myself, you know, my goal is to win a world championship as an individual aspiration. But as far as me as a person, it's a lot I want to do for the city, and I think there's a lot of things we can do within the MMA community and just bringing up the inner city as well.
Good for you. And you're throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinal game on Monday, right, Charles?
Yeah, Monday, 5 p.m. You guys come to the Cardinals game. We'll try to, you know, get that batter's box, you know, give me a good little strike in there. I've never thrown a pitch from the mound, but, you know, I'm such a competitor. The day after I found out I was doing it, I went and bought a baseball, so I've been practicing.
Good. Yeah, get up. Make sure you get up on a mound and practice. It makes all the difference in the world. This weekend.
You got any tips for me?
So Dave Duncan, the old Cardinal pitching coach, I when I threw out the first pitch, we were fortunate to have him as a guest that day. I said, what should I do? He said, aim high and let it fly. So when you're up on that mound, aim about a foot over the catcher's head, and you'll be able to throw a strike.
Okay, because I've seen guys throw it in the stand. So
yeah, no, just aim high and let it fly, Charles.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Good luck when you fight here in St. Louis on May 11th. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for all you do for the community and being a part of St. Louis.
Thank you so much. Shout out to my team, St. Charles MMA and Mercy Lago MMA here. And I appreciate you. Can't wait to show out for St. Louis. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Charles. Take care. Charles Johnson with us on 101 ESPN.